After a short break, we're starting a new series, Kabbalah Shabbos. The Mekubalim of Tzfas, the 1500s, instituted that we don't just start our Friday night davening by jumping straight in, either with Baruch Hu or even with Mizmor Shiri or Shabbos. We need to prepare ourselves. Six Mizmorim followed by the Chadaydi. Laden with ideas, imagery. Prakim that really take us to the realm of Yemos HaMashiach. And this is how we start. L'chun ran al Hashem, n'ri al atu yishenu. Come, let's sing to Hashem. Let's call out to the rock of our salvation. L'chu, come. That's with enthusiasm. We tell people, surrender whatever doubts you have. Surrender whatever course of action you've been going along with until now. Forget, says the Meiri, forget your preoccupation with material concerns with the 6 days of the week. Let go and join and sing in Hashem's praises. That's what Shabbos is all about. It's not a day off, it's a day on. It's a day to connect to Hashem. So we invite everyone to join with us. L'chun ranna l'Hashem. The basis of it really is a go on Shabbos daf kaf yud tes. How every week on Friday afternoon, we abandon our material pursuits. We envelop ourselves in the spirit of Shabbos. And how in the Gemara they used to wear their finest clothing. They'd say, let us go out, let us greet the Shabbos Queen. The common theme of all of these prakim of Kabbalah Shabbos is that Hashem's King of the universe. He creates heaven and earth. He creates it in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. Al-Perek now, according to the Radak, is talking about Yemos HaMashiach, where Klal Yisrael will receive a deeper awareness of Hashem's power, His omnipotence. And every Jew will arouse their neighbor with the words of this Perek of Tehillim and say, L'chun ranna l'Hashem. Come, let's sing to Hashem together. It's interesting. The pasuk says two things. The chun ranan al Hashem, and then Naria to Yishenu. Come, let us sing to Hashem, and then let us call to the rock of the salvation. And this really represents two classes of people. This is what the Sefer Avnei Eliyahu says. When you're talking about the nations of the world, so say the chun ranan al Hashem. We explain to them that Hashem was Hayahayivivyeh. Hashem was, is, and will be. He'd be teaching the nations of the world that Hashem brought everything into existence. He's the source of all life. For Klal Yisrael, though, that's so much more. Hashem isn't abstract. He's intimately involved in everything that happens in this world. He's Tzur Yishenu, the rock of our salvation. He's our protector throughout history. No matter how imminent our destruction has seemed, no matter how inevitable our annihilation has appeared, every single time in Jewish history, Hashem has pulled through. They've never, ever been able to wipe us out totally. For us, we have an intimate relationship with Hashem, which is called Tzur Yishenu. The nations of the world, He's quote-unquote just Hashem. It's a philosophical truth of Hayahayivivyeh, was, is, and will be. We get to see so much more. As the bearers of Hashem's name in this world, we merit to see His special protection now, and that's what we're sharing with them for the future.